Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve on this Thursday morning. Thanks for being there with us. And today, more people than ever are planning to work into their retirement years. Sadly, many say it's necessary to make ends meet. That's why it's vitally important that you have a solid financial plan. It's never too early or too late to begin preparing for retirement. Wouldn't it be great if you didn't have to work in retirement unless you really wanted to? Let Bruce Van Hall and Mike Douglas of Life Plan Advisory Services help you. Their ultimate goal is to help help enable you and your family to live free from financial worry now and throughout your lives. They communicate with you on a regular basis and approach management of your wealth proactively so that you can relax and feel confident that you've taken steps to secure your financial future. Let Bruce and Mike unlock your financial future. Call them today, 517-323-7526, 517-323-7526, or visit mylifeplanfinancial.com. Again, my name is Scott Bertram. You can find me on Twitter at Scott Bertram, S-C-O-T-B-E-R-T-R-A-M. Steve at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning, returning tomorrow with stories and more fun. Mentioned the story much earlier in the morning, just a little brief recap, I guess. A proposed K-12 education budget from Governor Gretchen Whitmer to be unveiled today includes the largest funding increase for classrooms in nearly 20 years. $60 million in additional funding for special education, another $60 million to support academically at-risk and economically disadvantaged students. Whitmer providing the Detroit News with an advanced look at her budget proposal, which includes a move toward a weighted foundation formula based on equity. Includes a funding increase in the school aid fund of $150 to $225 per pupil, which equates to $8,300 per pupil for districts at the minimum, $8,600 per pupil at the maximum. A $60 million increase in additional funding for special education services, $60 million for academically at-risk and economically disadvantaged students, $5 million increase in additional funding for English language learners, $25 million in new funding to reimburse teachers for out-of-pocket supply costs, up to $250 per teacher, and $35 million for the Michigan Reconnect program to provide a tuition-free pathway for adults looking to earn a post-secondary certificate or associate degree. I do not know where the funding actually would come from, which is really the big question when it comes to calling for increased funding on things. And the more I look at the story, I don't see exactly where it would come from. The governor, of course, also wants more money for roads and transportation, although her plan is to bond it out to essentially borrow well into the future. So, you know, kids and grandkids pay for the road improvement projects. She was unable. That's the, you know, she gave a response to the State of the Union address on Tuesday night and talked a lot about what governors are getting done, what Democratic governors are getting done across the country. She did not mention that she was unable to negotiate any type of agreement here in the state with Republicans to fund her road repair program. She proposed the 45-cent regressive gas tax, all or nothing, and nothing was what she got. And then, after not getting her way, threw a fit, began, you know, canceling out funding for, you know, the increase in school funding. Kind of ironic coming from a governor who did not allow the funding increase for charter school students until further negotiations. But because of that, there's actually going to be less money in Michigan spent on road repair and infrastructure than in 2020 under her watch than in 2019 under the previous budget. And she didn't mention that, you know, during the course of listing off all the great things Democratic governors have done, that she managed to somehow negotiate herself into spending less money to fix the damn roads than the previous administration. But that's exactly what happened. So we'll find more today. It's going to be unveiled later today, the proposed K-12 education budget from Governor Gretchen Whitmer. There are a few new Hampshire polls out there, each showing Bernie Sanders doing well. But I did see a tracking poll from the past few days showing a big bump for, yes, Pete Buttigieg. And New Hampshire's primary is coming up next week. Again, are we going to see Iowa results before we actually vote in New Hampshire? You would think so, but who knows? The latest Iowa number is 97% in. Pete Buttigieg has 26.23% of the delegates, 26.06 for Bernie Sanders. Very, very slim lead for Pete Buttigieg. In the popular vote, the first choice of Iowa caucus goers, Bernie Sanders leads that by 2,500 votes. So one leads the popular vote, and you could say one leads the Electoral College. You could say that, I suppose, you know, the Iowa version with a delegate count. Elizabeth Warren third, Joe Biden fourth, Amy Klobuchar fifth. Those the rankings have not changed, or placings have not changed since those results have been updated. But both Sanders and Buttigieg are kind of springboarding toward New Hampshire. They're not getting the usual media boost around the Iowa caucus because there are no results. There are no official results yet, so it's hard to talk someone up when the results aren't all in yet. But forward they go to New Hampshire, and as we've talked about, impeachment is done. It is over. You won't have to hear about it again until after President Trump wins re-election and Democrats find another reason to go back at him, perhaps, and impeach. If, I guess there's the if, Democrats maintain control of the House, which after Nancy Pelosi's antics on Tuesday, you know, maybe that has an influence. Long way to go till November, but if this economy stays strong, you know, I thought I had, I don't know where I put it. Sometimes you lose things when you prep for a show. I thought I had some numbers from Gallup. There were recent numbers, recent polling from Gallup on the economy, what voters think about the economy. Numbers are through the roof. People who say they are better off today than they were last year is the highest percentage, I believe, in the history of the poll. If those numbers stick, Donald Trump's going to be awfully hard to beat come November. Wrap this thing up in a moment. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.
Here's a bright idea. Get to your Roxor dealer today for $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor. Plus, a no-cost 40-inch KC LED light bar with its box steel frame and powerful turbo diesel engine. Roxor is a side-by-side workhorse that's ready to tackle every job you throw at it. Plus, you won't have to stop working when the sun goes down. For complete details, visit RoxorOffroad.com to find your local dealer.
Attention songwriters, beginner or pro. NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter meetings are held every second Saturday of the month from 1 to 4 p.m. at the MSU Community Music School. You can learn more about the NSAI by visiting www.nashvillesongwriters.com or visit the NSAI Mid-Michigan chapter Facebook page to contact the chapter coordinator online.